Can I get your name and position and spelling for the record?
Sure. Laura Klinke, and that's L-O-R-A. Last name is K-L-E-N-K-E. And I'm the VP of International Business at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
We're talking today about a potential trip to India for a number of Wisconsin businesses sponsored by WEDC. Why don't you tell me more about that?
Sure. Well, you know, India, it currently is the second most populous country in the world. And by 2030, India is expected to overtake China as the world's most populous country. And they're not only growing by numbers, but their middle class is growing dramatically. And this represents great opportunity for Wisconsin companies really to tap into the needs of the growing economy. India needs to have put a lot of money and effort into infrastructure development. They have a poor water supply. They're investing a ton of money into building up their water functions. Currently, in their five-year plan, India plans to invest over $108 billion annually just on water and wastewater services by 2025. And this is where it aligns really nicely with some of Wisconsin's core strength in the water sector. We need to be able to make sure our companies are front and center to take advantage of those type of opportunities. India also is a huge consumer market. Over the past decade, their population has grown by 181 million. That increase represents the entire population of Brazil. Huge numbers. So out of their population, we always say that, you know, in the world there are 7 billion people and 7 billion people have to eat. A lot of mouths to feed in India and huge opportunities in our agricultural sector as well, too. For this upcoming trade venture in April, what we're hoping to do is really do a B2B function where we are taking a small group of Wisconsin companies, bringing them to the market, introducing them to key leaders, providing them with customized matchmaking meetings. So we will be going through the market looking for individuals, importers, distributors, and users of their products and setting up customized meetings for them and really giving them in-depth experience and market intelligence of what's happening in the market so they can really best identify where they have the best competitive advantage in the market. And all this will happen within a eight-day period. It's very focused, very targeted, it's fast-paced, and we hope to bring about 8 to 10 companies with us to India.
This is part of a series of these sort of trips we've been seeing out of WEDC. Why make so many out-of-country trips like this?
Well, you know, again, we feel like we need to increase our global footprint. As I mentioned, by the population is moving from the west to the east. All the growth is happening to the east of North America. Currently 95% of the world's population lives outside the U.S. borders. And if companies want to grow their business, they need to go where that growth is happening. And that's really happening to the east of us. What we have done is we've really looked at Wisconsin's core industry sectors and the industry drivers that we're investing in. For example, our top exports from the state are industrial machinery, electrical, medical and scientific equipment, agriculture. We're looking at those really core strengths and identifying where are the best market opportunities outside the United States for those products. And what we're doing is we are expanding our global footprint. We have trade representatives covering 32 countries. So at any given time, a Wisconsin company can have access to a market to get an assessment, customized meetings, customized market research within these dynamic markets. And we're also taking a small group of companies with us, hand-holding them into the market to make sure that they are being proactive and we're first to the market in some of these high growth markets, not just the high volume markets.
If people are looking to sign up or get more information, where do they go?
They can go right to our website, inwisconsin.com, or they can contact me at 608-210-6727.